Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you recently moved? Is your child about to start school as the new kid in school? It's a tough time for kids, and we want to help them to transition and adjust to this time, making new friends, meeting new people, getting to know their way around the new school. My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She is an AAP spokesperson and pediatrician. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Let's speak about being that new kid. And I also want to touch on how you can help your child get the new kid to feel more comfortable and be mindful of that. So if your child is the new kid, what do you recommend parents do to get them ready for that new school?
So the most important thing I think that you can do is, if the school allows it, tour the school. Often apprehension is worse than the real thing. So what they have in their head of, oh, this is a scary school, or I'm not going to know where anything is, if you can deal with a little bit of that fear before the first day, I think that's a great thing. So call the office, see if you can do a tour. Now, they might be very busy and not have time for an official tour, but they may be okay with just stopping by a couple of days before school opens. If you can't get in touch with anybody, I'm all for, just stop by. The door is open. Just walk in. Say hi. We're new. Lots of times, even if they don't want to schedule something for you, they're totally fine with you walking around, seeing where the bathroom is, seeing where your classroom is. If you happen to stop in and see that your teacher's there, make sure you introduce yourself politely. I mean, all of that is great to reduce a little bit of the stress. You may be able to ask the office if there's other new kids in your grades that are starting. Sometimes they might give you their contact information so that you can meet before school, set up a play date or something like that. And if the parents get a roster of the children in the class, you may want to share that with your kid, just so that they can go over the names, look them over. Sometimes it helps for them to remember the names when they meet somebody if they've seen the names before. So a lot of it is just feeling more comfortable.
We spoke before, preparation is certainly key. But what about that day? The day of, and you walk into the class, they walk into their homeroom, and everybody looks at them. Is there any way that we can, you know, and maybe even the teacher says, oh, we have a new student here today, and introduces them. Is there any way we can prepare them for that feeling?
Absolutely. So first you can talk to them about, you know, what the good things are about being the new kid. So that nobody knows if you've done something silly in the past. Nobody knows you. Everybody's going to want to know who you are. Even if they don't come right up and say it, you're the new kid. So everybody's interested in you. And so there's a little bit of excitement in that. Now, there's lots of books about being the new kid. You can just Google it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But there's some great books. The person who writes A Diary for a Wimpy Kid, Ruth McNally Barshaw, she wrote Ellie McDougal, The New Kid in School. There's also 15 Best Things About Being the New Kid. So if you read some of these books beforehand, they put you in the right mindset to be the new kid. You can also practice scenarios, ways to introduce yourself. If you have a really little kid, you know, or even like a second grader, you might want to teach them to say, hi, my name is so-and-so, what's your name, or, you know, can I sit with you at lunch, something like that, so that they know what to do in different scenarios.
If they are a shy child and lunchtime comes and everybody knows each other and they all go and sit with each other and they all, do you advise looking around in the lunchroom, cafeteria, whatever, for the group with a lot of kids at the table, or looking for the group with just a few kids at the table and heading towards them? Or are they going to be afraid that they're headed toward the geek table and that's how they'll be labeled?
That's a very difficult thing to answer. It depends on the child, whether they are the type of child that likes to be in the center of everything that's going on, or if they tend to like to sort of look from the outside. The school cafeteria, I think, is one of the scariest places.
Absolutely.
In a school. I think that if you can increase your opportunities to meet children one-on-one or in small groups, that's really a better way to figure out and feel people out. So you may want to play outside on your block, go to the town pool before school starts, go places where you'll meet other kids, join the after-school activities, join Girl Scouts, things like that. Maybe even walk to school with the parents. Maybe see some other families walking to school. All these things allow you to meet kids outside of the school cafeteria, which is just, I think, a better place to be. And some schools, if the cafeteria is that daunting, will allow kids to go home for lunch if they're picked up from a parent by a parent. So some kids may, for the first week, want to avoid the cafeteria completely until they get their grounding. And I think that that's not a horrible thing to do, you know, to check in the middle of the day and then go back and just avoid that at first, because there's just so much newness going on. So I think that it's a lot of work for the parents when kids move to a new school. Parents can help by inviting other families over, maybe offering to take a couple of kids to the movies. So it's a lot of work for parents, too.
It is, and as a parent, how involved should we be? Should we, you know, if your child hasn't gotten invited to things and they've been the new kid for a month or two and nobody's asked them to do something after school, nobody, you know, as a parent, do you start calling other parents and saying, hey, you know, can we have a play date? My child would like to get to know your child. Or is that helicoptering?
I think it depends. If your child really would like to get to, if they say, you know, Annie's such a nice girl, say, okay, let's give Annie's mom a call. Maybe she wants to come to the movies with us. Or, you know, Annie's family seems nice. They have, you know, a kid your brother's age. Why don't we ask them if they want to come over for pizza night on Friday? I think that that's a totally normal thing to do. It's another thing if you start to schedule a child for a play date, you know, every day so that they're making new friends. I think putting your child in a dance class or in t-ball is a much better way to let them feel everybody out than to sort of helicopter parents. The most important thing, though, to teach kids, I think, is to not latch on to someone right away. Just because you want a friend doesn't mean you want any friend. And when you look at some of the advice for how to be the new kid, it'll say act neutral, dress neutral so that you can fit in, so that you're not labeled. I think that's actually very silly advice. I think people should act and be themselves. You don't want to make just any friends. You want to make the friends that fit with you. And you want to remember that it's not that you want to fit in. You're special the way you are. And people will figure that out when they get to know you. So I think that we should tell our kids, just be who you are, and eventually you will find somebody who likes you for that and a group of friends who like you for that. So I think we should reinforce that, and I think that we should teach our kids also, stay in touch with your old friends. It's so easy nowadays with Skype and FaceTime that, you know, not to hold on to them tightly and not meet new people, but to know these people liked you, so other people will like you.
Well, and I teach my kids to seek out others of their kind. If you find some kids that really like sports and you're really into sports, you know, kind of seek out those ones that you know are like you, as opposed to trying to fit in to other ones. Now, we only have about a minute and a half left, Dr. Cross, but what about teaching our kids mindfulness, that if they see a new kid in school, why don't they go up and say, hey, you know, welcome to the neighborhood, welcome to our school, has anyone shown you around, stuff like that?
I think that is great, to teach kids empathy, really.
Empathy,
and
absolutely.
Know what it feels like to be in that situation and how to handle that. And so, again, I think that reviewing the scenarios, you know, there's going to be a new kid in your class, you might want to see if they want to have lunch with you. It would be a great thing to ask them over to your table, to let them know, not just be nice to them, but what being nice to them means. You know, if you guys are all going to get a game of t-ball together, you know, in the yard, why don't you go and ask them to join you for recess? So I think that giving them ideas of how to be nice to the new kid, I think that that goes further than just saying you should be nice to them.
In the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Cross, wrap it up for us on helping your child adjust to being the new kid.
Basically, you just have to tell them that they're going to hang in there, that there are good things and bad things about being the new kid, but if they hang in there long enough, they're not going to be the new kid anymore, and they will get through it, and they'll probably make some great friends that hopefully they'll have for a lifetime.
And what is amazing, listeners, is when you watch your children meet new kids, even when they're little and they go up to a kid they don't know at the park and they just say, hey, want to play? Kids can do that. Adults, we find it a little more difficult, so maybe we shouldn't stress out as much about it, because kids do find their way and they do make friends. But teach your child about being mindful, about introducing themselves to the new kid, making the new kid feel at home and feel welcome, and empathy, because that's what it's all about right here on Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.